Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio. On this show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world. The ability to understand and see the big picture is the critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. It's not just a matter of learning the truth, you have to act on the truth. And facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created a hell on earth intentionally is a critical step necessary in bringing forth an anti-hell. Negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible. Whatever false beliefs you have about any subject, that is what's being used to control you. And learning to see the master template of the predator's crimes against humanity, as well as how they use psyops operatives and people's beliefs to control them, will help people of conscience to destroy the root of the evil that has created this hell on earth. If you think my work is important, please tell others about this show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites, which I really appreciate. Even if you can only donate $5, that's very much appreciated as well. I use donations to purchase books and medical articles that I need to continue my work. You can also help friends or family who are too old to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the death and disease being caused by the medical devils. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice, I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message, and this happens quite a bit, that the number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I get too many requests for Skype contacts, so I have to limit Skype to my international contacts as well as the radio shows I do. Always remember, I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets and save yourself from the medical devils. Recent archives can be found on OrionTalkRadio.com as well as on the LightOfDayRadioShow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. The Light of Show, TheLightOfDayRadioShow.com actually has most of my archives for the last few years, and they're all labeled, so you'll know what the title is for each show, and you can listen there for free without commercials. So do check out those archives. There are many ways to listen to shows on the Orion Network, and the homepage has been redone on Orion. I know that some people that still have dial-up were having trouble accessing the show, but hopefully that's been resolved. So just realize, people, that there's all kinds of attacks that occur on any station or person that's telling the truth. So you just have to be patient as these things are worked out. But from what I hear, the problems with the dial-up has been dealt with, and I think you'll find the homepage very nice. Each host has their own page and with contact info and everything, so I really like the way they did it. Please also support this network by donating on the homepage and getting a t-shirt to help spread the word about the station. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll free at 888-320-6151. However, we do ask listeners not to use the toll free number to listen to the show, and it's very important that callers mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever's speaking. I also have a Sunday show out of the UK on These Changing Times Radio. The information to access that show, which is on from noon to 2 p.m., can be also found on the LightOfDayRadioShow.com. And my archives for that show are listed on the LightOfDayRadioShow.com, but you have to click on another link to that station. And that show is from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. On tomorrow's show, I'm going to have a woman from France who has not only been trying to wake people up as to the dangers of aspartame, but her children have been kidnapped and are being tortured in the same way my son is, basically to reward her for the work that she's doing. So we're trying to get people to realize that if you want others to stand in the gap because you're too chicken to do so, the least you can do is support the ones that are doing it and at least spread the word, because, you know, the rewards for doing these kinds of things, well, let's just say there are none. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created in the by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone is get a silver lungs coital silver generator. If you go to reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, click on the links tab, and you will be able to access the information on the generator that I use for myself and my pets every day. And you will also be able to find the link to the American Survival newsletter, which I contribute to every week, which you can sign up for free this past week. The title of my contribution was Alternative Medicine Fraud. And the name of that newsletter is What's Ailing America, at least my part. So once again, I will never run out of answers to that question. On today's show, the answer to the question, What's Ailing America, is lack of unification of people of conscience. And I am very happy to have as a guest on my show today, Bill from Indiana. Bill is actually him and his wife are clients, and they've become friends. And I talk to them on a regular basis in regards to many things, trying to get advice on how to reach out to as many people as possible, because people have been so divided and conquered that one of our main problems is they're so busy arguing amongst themselves that the psychopathic predator Jews just continue to do what they're doing, and they're laughing all the while because, you know, nothing's changing. As a matter of fact, everything's getting worse. And you are such a respectful, humble, self-introspective individual, Bill, and I so highly respect you and the way that you speak to people, including me, because let's face it, sometimes I can get a little passionate. You know, I've even been called bitter, which is a real button pusher for me after all I've been through. But I thought it would be very helpful for you to come on the show and try to heal some of the wounds that have accrued, because people are just fighting, you know, over, you know, the Christians are fighting the Christian identity people, and everybody's fighting everybody else. And in the meantime, the psychopaths just march forward with their Jew world order. So welcome to the show, Bill.
Thank you very much, Dr. Carly. I'm a little nervous. Hope we'll get over that in time. It is a pleasure for me to be talking with you and your audience. And I hope that what I say may be of use to you and your audience. It is a duty, my privilege, and an honor to do good for those who are good and are of people of conscience.
Well, and I really appreciate that. And that's, as you know, one of the most important messages that I'm trying to get out to people. As a matter of fact, because religion can be so divisive and derisive, what I'm trying to get people to do is just say, look, let's get rid of the psychopaths that are controlling humanity and destroying the planet, and then we can argue about religion later. Because, you know, of course, one of the problems we have is that it's very hard to, you know, prove a lot of stuff that's in the Bible, and so people have to take it on faith, and some people have been lied to about everything, and they're not willing to do that. But actually, I was amazed by some information that you sent me in regards to the giants, the Nephilim. And I encourage people to put, you know, the giants, Nephilim, whatever, into your search engine, and you will be amazed what you come up with. There have been excavations in a few countries, including Greece, and they show these on the internet. As a matter of fact, there's a few places, I don't remember the countries, that actually have museums of these skeletons, but it is amazing. You see these tiny little men that are the, you know, excavators, and then you see just the skulls alone. I mean, they're ginormous. And so to me, this would certainly back up, you know, what the stories are of this Nephilim. And if you would be so kind, if you could explain to the listeners what the Nephilim are. And then, like I said, I encourage them to go check this out for themselves, because this is one thing. You can't fake this. I mean, you can tell by looking at these. These are actual excavations, and it's very amazing.
Yes. A couple of the places I remember where those skeletons are in exhibition are in museums in Turkey, a museum in Italy, and I believe in Greece as well. If you
Hold on. I'm so sorry, Bill. There's the music. We're going to break. Oh. Let's continue that as soon as the music comes back off. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is lack of unification of people of conscience. I have Hoosier Bill from Indiana on the line with me. And before the break, we were talking about the Nephilim. And let me just mention the name of the YouTube, the best one that I've seen. It's called Giant Skeletons, and then in parentheses, one of four. There's actually four versions, or four, you know, four short YouTube clips, but that's what you put in, Giant Skeletons, one of four. I'm sorry, go ahead, Bill.
Thank you, Dr. Carly. What I was saying before the break, that video that you referred to, the commentator mentioned that there were museums in Italy, Turkey, and I believe Greece that housed these skeletons. And you asked me who the Nephilim were. They were giants. They were, you can even see some of this in the account of Genesis, even though the Genesis that we read in our King James Bible is the redacted Jewish Masoretic text of it, but even still, they still leave reference to the giants and who they were. They were the offspring of the angels who left their first estate, which was heaven. They came down here and cohabitated with Adamite women. Their children were giants. They were Nephilim. And who they were very evil beings. They did evil. They murdered their own. They ate themselves. They ate others. They ate Adamite people. They were a wicked, wicked species.
And what would their relation be to the Zionist Jews? Because it sounds like they're cut from the same cloth, frankly.
Well, I mean, yes, I mean, the sons of the fallen angels were Nephilim, and they, you know, came. Some people might not agree with this, but this is what I know to be true, and this is what I say. Cain was of the evil one. In Genesis 3:15, God says to the serpent, "There will be enmity between you and your seed." The devil has seed on this planet, and the woman, Eve, and her seed. So right there, right out of the chute, God tells you, there's more than one species on this planet.
Okay, so wait, I just want to clarify this. So in terms of my question then, I just want to make it simpler for people because you know the subject very well, just to focus on this for a second. So Lucifer is a fallen angel, and the fathers of the Nephilim are also fallen angels. So
yes.
Basically, that would make them kind of like cousins.
Yes, ma'am.
And okay, go ahead.
Okay. Who we know today as modern Jewry, the ones who trace back to the fallen angels and to Canaan and to Esau are those who have Edomite blood in them. All right. I mean, a lot of the Jews who there's people who think they're Jewish and they're not Jewish. If you don't have Edomite blood in you, if you don't have Canaanite blood in you, if you don't have Kenite blood in you, but you happen to have been in Khazaria, which was a landmass over 100 million square miles, there was 25 million people in there, and when the Turco-Mongolians were kicked out of Asia by the Asians for their warlike, horrible behaviors, and they took over Khazaria, and they converted that whole area into Khazar, and they subjugated it. Just because people live within the borders of Khazar did not make them Edomites. The way they converted to Judaism back then was they had Edomite Pharisees and rabbis from the Middle East come over, migrate over to Khazaria, and they inculcated and trained specifically the elite of the Khazar kingdom, and they interbred with them, and that's where that Edomite blood kind of flowed from. So to answer your question, those Zionists trace back to the sons of the evil one through one of several different ways, from Canaan, from Cain, from Esau, Edom.
Yes, and as you had mentioned prior show when you called in, and I suggest people check this out, if you just put into a search engine, Jewish Encyclopedia, 1925, volume 5, page 41, the Jews actually tell you what they are. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. And I did that just for, you know, so I can walk people through it today. I did this yesterday. I put in the Google search engine exactly what you said, Jewish Encyclopedia, 1925 edition, volume 5, page 41. Yesterday, 31,600 results popped up for this. And I've looked at different versions over the time, and yesterday I clicked on one from News from Daryl Bradford Smith. And in there, under his page, IamTheWitness.com, under Bolshevism and Judaism, I will just read the pertinent section. The Jewish Encyclopedia, 1925 edition, volume 5, page 41, states Esau Edom is in modern Jewry. And what I liked about this example here is because he corroborates it with another reference. The Biblical Encyclopedia, Volume 2, Collection of Letters, 1187. I always like more witnesses. The more witnesses, the better. And with those 31,600 results that popped up, I'm sure there's a random one in there, which is like the red herring in the bunch. I know that the wicked one puts his tares in with the wheat, and he also puts the confusion in with the knowledge to keep people confused, and that's how one of the ways they achieve their divide and conquer. And the whole
right.
purpose of our show that we understand between us was that we are appealing to the people of conscience. I am a Christian, as my personal disclosure, okay, but I know there are people, good people, of all races, of all creeds, of all colors, of all religions, less one, I would say, that aspire for good, that want good in this world, that want this to be a good place for their children and for their elderly.
Right.
And those are the people who we're appealing to. We do not wish to argue and fight and chase our tails and let those who are putting us through hell off the hook. If we all unite together on common ground that we can forge between and among ourselves, we can put our gaze and focus on that which is utterly looking to destroy us all.
Exactly.
We all have a common interest in here. This is our planet. This is our earth. It was given to us by our Creator as we know Him. or her. I'm trying to be inclusive here.
Yes.
And what we must do is we must stand up to evil. As a Christian, I cite what Jeremiah said. Jeremiah said, we are to resist evil even unto death. Yahshua Christ said, not to fear him who can kill your body, but fear him who can kill your body and your soul. Only one can touch my soul. Only one has my soul, my life, my heart. It is God. If I am right with him, I have nothing to fear.
Okay, and I would just like to mention two things. First of all, when you say you're a Christian, you are not a Zionist Christian, because certainly, as you're stating, you are aware of how the Zionists have co-opted Christianity, creating this Judeo-Christian monstrosity that's actually allowing Christians to be hoodwinked and support their very destroyers. And I also wanted to mention, as you were saying, how many pages come up when you put this Jewish Encyclopedia. I want to say it again so people can check this out. Jewish Encyclopedia, 1925 edition, volume 5, page 41. I just looked to see what I happened to click on, and I just want to suggest to people to use, instead of using Google, if you use Start Page, that's what I use.
Yes.
They don't keep track
yes.
of your ISP address. But anyways, I'm amazed now to see what I clicked on. It's the American National Action Party.com/Jew Origins, and in looking over this, it's pretty much saying exactly what you're saying, so I find this very interesting that this is actually on the American National Action Party.com site. That's kind of a green flag. But in fact,
Go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was just going to say, I've never heard of them. I don't know who they are. But what I was going to say to be helpful to the audience, when you go ahead and put that in the Start Page, that's actually a better one. Thank you for that correction, Dr. Carley. When you put it in Start Page and you put that that phrase into this search engine and the page comes up and you click on a link, invariably you're going to see a big page in front of you with a whole bunch of text that you might not want to read. But if you do, great. But if not, what I like to do is I go to the top, the edit function, and I click on find, and then I put in there words to the effect of modern Jewry, Esau Edom, and I press enter, and it'll take me to exact place in the page, exact places in the page where that phrase exists, so I can get right to the heart of the matter.
Hopefully that'll be helpful.
Be helpful to anyone who, you know, wants to expedite their research.
And the reason this is so important is because, you know, one of the problems we have with the Bible is it's been written and rewritten and retranslated, and the Jews have totally... they basically turned the whole thing around. I mean, you know, we hear of the synagogue of Satan, which is basically, you know, Jesus talking about the Jews, and somehow they have so turned things around that this nation of Israel is supposed to be looked upon as, you know, the chosen people, and that's what we all have to support, because, you know, if Israel doesn't survive, then we're all in big trouble. It is just so amazing. I mean, these deceivers are very good at what they do. But in fact, as you said, they are the children of Cain. And very important. Go ahead.
What I was going to say to illustrate or highlight on that point, Dr. Carley, is a little tangent here. For me, I'm 52 years old. I started off this world knowing nothing. And it's been a 52-year journey to study and to learn and to ferret out the liars from the truth and to understand what body of knowledge this vessel has right now. Hopefully I'll have more in the future. But what my point is that in my particular journey in this life, my knowledge has come to me from various places, eclectic sources. Sometimes I pick up a piece of information, I don't know what to do with it, and I put it in a toolbox, and later I couple it up with something else. For me, knowledge and truth is kind of like a lifetime endeavor of putting a puzzle together. I read the Bible before several times, and we'll get into one aspect of why I didn't like it. But to get more to the point here, on this particular subject, we're talking about the book of Obadiah. I read Obadiah many years ago, and I read this part. In the house of Jacob, this is Obadiah, verse 18. It's just a few sentences. Please be patient. In the house of Jacob shall be a fire, in the house of Joseph a flame, in the house of Esau for stubble, and they shall kindle them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken it. So when I first read this many years ago, I was like, whoa. Oh, God doesn't like Esau. Who the heck is Esau? You know? Who is Esau?
Mm-hmm.
So I had this piece of knowledge sitting dormant in my toolbox for years. So a few years ago, I ran into someone online, dropped this little kernel for me about the Jewish Encyclopedia in 1925, Volume 5, page 41. That in their own words, they say, modern Jewry is Esau Edom. So I had that fact, I put it in there. And then I play with stuff. I work with it. I massage it. I contemplate it over time. And this is what I put together from those two disparate, different source informations. Obadiah says, Esau Edom is going to burn as a stubble. The Jewish Encyclopedia says, modern Jewry is Esau Edom. What is this? This is a syllogism. If A, then B. If B, then C. Therefore, if A, then C. So to repeat, Obadiah says Esau Edom's going to burn. The Jewish Encyclopedia says, modern Jewry is Esau Edom. Therefore, modern Jewry, specifically Esau Edom, is going to burn. The Jews say, never again, never again, a Holocaust. Well, according to Obadiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, David, Christ himself, it hasn't happened yet. And what they do is they blame the poor Germans for something that hasn't even happened yet. And you know what?
Right.
They're not going to be able to stop God from what God said is going to be done. That's why I don't want to ever be labeled or be considered or in fact be a Judeo-Christian. For when that fire and wrath comes, I want to be as far away from them as possible because I don't want collateral damage impacting me.
Exactly. And yes, in this version that I downloaded, in fact, it actually says, Esau has always struggled to regain the lost birthright. The children of Esau want more than anything to be regarded as the chosen people, and if God will not choose them and bless them, then they will choose themselves. And basically, that's what's happened. You know, they've set up their counterfeit New Jerusalem, and the Edomite Jews have set up this false city in order to fool the Christians into thinking that they are God's chosen people, i.e. the Edomite Jews, and that they're the holders of the birthright of Abraham, which it states further up, or in the beginning of this article, actually, that Abraham preceded the tribe of Judah by three generations, so that's a fraud in itself. But it talks about how they have done this by carefully planning and calling themselves Judeans, and their plan Zionism. And this is how they have succeeded in gaining a great deal of support among the Christians, who they have deceived by hiding their true history. But what I like to point out is not only have they deceived them, but they've gotten them to further fund them besides everything else they're doing, stealing their houses, their children, you know, everything they have. They're even getting them to, you know, send money to this fake New Jerusalem, which is destroying everything that matters, basically funding their own destruction. And, of course, as we know, our government is now occupied by Zionists. So it's almost like we're like the the baby of this monster, and we're actually carrying out all of their evil plans.
Yes. One thing that they will admit amongst themselves, and that what you will notice if you study and look and consider them, they are master infiltrators, they are master usurpers, and they are master impersonators. The closest they were to Abraham was through Esau, and Esau God hated, Jacob God loved. So, I mean, you know, when God in the living flesh walked this planet, he caught them. And this is how he caught them. He was talking about how our ancestors were in the Egyptian bondage. And some of the Edomite elders or scribes back then said, what are you talking about? We were never in bondage to anybody. When they said that, they confessed that they were not of Jacob, because Jacob and Jacob's descendants were in bondage for approximately 400 years in Egypt. So if you have some guy say that I wasn't in bondage with you, then he's telling you he is not one of you. Jesus tricked them into, they confessed in their own words who they were. They were not of Jacob, they were of Esau.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
No, and I'm just saying that's why, you know, to engage in this research just requires so much time. And, you know, I've learned a lot from you, and I try to, you know, do what research I can, but my main goal is to cause the death of medicine and also to stop the pedophile psychopaths that are destroying the children between, you know, the pedophilia and the vaccinations. And that's quite a bit on my plate. But I just want to encourage people to do what you were saying at the beginning of the show, is to, yes, check these things out, but rather than focus only on religion and getting in arguments over religion, which are actually helping these monsters, because you're not focusing on who the predators actually are, that we have to join together and basically shake them out from under the rocks from which they hide. Because they are the great deceivers. They find ways to change their name, you know, unless you can get a profile of them on different shows on TV. You can see their hooked noses. I mean, that's always a good giveaway.
But and the rat-like faces.
Right. But it's very important for us to focus on who the enemy is. And then after they're taken out and vaporized, we can, you know, have debates about who's right about this and about that, and look to some actual, you know, proof. Like I was saying, these excavations of the Nephilim, I mean, that's pretty amazing stuff. And so, you know, obviously, you know, what is the explanation for that? I would love to go to one of those museums and visualize them in person and just also see how are they explained, you know, in the museums where they're put. What are their explanations for what these gigantic monsters are? You know, what do they explain to the people? What did they tell these diggers who were excavating these gigantic skeletons, which they must have found by some kind of ability to, you know, x-ray the earth? I know they have all kinds of ways that they can locate things like this. But what did they tell those men? What are you digging up here?
Apparently, Dr. Carly, you know their whole strategy is to divide and conquer on so many different levels. You know, in Europe, they beat everybody over the head with the Holocaust. In America, they beat everyone over the head with being an anti-Semite. They do the same thing with the parsing out of information in those specific countries there where their skeletons were excavated and displayed in their museums. they have a greater understanding of that historical period of time than what we hear. The mushrooms.
Millions of people were away.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where today our answer is lack of unification of people of conscience, with my special guest, Bill from Indiana. And before the break, Bill, we got cut off, you were talking about how the people of America are basically mushrooms, you know, living in the dark. And I really like that as a visual, because in fact, apparently, that's what has resulted. But it is because of the efforts of the media, Hollywood, all the other Jewish-controlled areas of our culture and our lives, that they've been hoodwinked to basically believe that, you know, Jewish Israel is our friend and we must support our friend no matter how much saber rattling they're doing. Yes, now they want to, you know, attack Syria, and then they're going to go for Iran, and apparently their goal is to take out all of these peoples who are onto them. And it's funny that the countries that you were mentioning that have these skeletons, I mean, those are like the first countries that are basically being forced into bankruptcy by the IMF and the Jew-controlled money system. So it's quite obvious that they go after anybody who's in the know to begin with.
Yes, they do, and I didn't mean to be, I'm just being truthful, but not. America is not alone in being in the dark. This is just one of the subjects we're in the dark about, and you're exactly right from my perspective as to one of the causes for that, and that is that we have the controlled media, the propaganda machine, that it constantly pumps their version of reality into our life. They only pump what they want us to know and nothing else. That's why I always say, just say no to TV. Another problem we have is the leadership that's been imposed upon us here in America. These leaders, in my estimation, are traitors, and they are corrupted by evil. They fear the evil that rules this world presently, and they have submitted to him. I do not fear evil. I love my God with all my heart. God said, do not fear him who can kill your body, but fear him who can kill the body and the soul. All throughout our history, going from just present day, our people are very brave. Our problem now is our young men are fighting for the evil ones. They are brave and willing to fight, but they're fighting for the wrong side. Our people, everybody, Christians of all, Muslims, everyone of good heart, Buddhists, you know, Sikhs, everybody of good heart, everyone in America who fights for these wars are fighting for the wrong side. Our Christianity has been accused of being a passive, a mellow, a weak religion. Well, quite frankly, we've been waging war over 2,000 years against the enemies, all, you know, for 2,000 years, and beyond that, all the way back to the time of Adam. Our problem is we don't have God as our focus, as our forefront. If we collectively loved and obeyed God's commandments, we would not be in this pickle we're in. The point I'm trying to get to is that our people are not chicken. Our people are deceived. And this is my one day here with you. I hope that I can help them to see who they are. Adam is the son of God. We come from Adam. We are sons and daughters of God, too. We are supposed to do good. We're supposed to stand up. We're supposed to make a stand. We're all in different stages. We all have different, we occupy different places on this planet. But every one of us, every day, has an opportunity to stand up for what they know in their hearts is good. And every time you don't stand up for something that is good, you are slowly corrupting yourself. And if you go down that path all the way to its final conclusion, you turn into one of the leaders of our country. That's the path they went down. And that's the path I will not go down. I don't fear them. They come onto my property. I have an answer for them. They break into my house. I have an answer for them. They roadblock me. I have an answer for them. They come upon me on the streets and they try to seize me. I have an answer for them. If the chickens try to take me out with a Marine sniper, I pray that my guardian angel has an answer for them. No matter, I never wanted to be on this place either, Dr. Carley, as you talked about. But I try to do good in the aspect of this existence that I have. Why do we do it? Because that's in our DNA. Same reasons as Sam go back to where they were born to breed again and to die. Same reason the birds migrate. Same reason the bear hibernates. It's in the DNA. We do what we're supposed to do, even though we don't get the results we want. We do the good work, and the good work, it will be measured and evaluated at the end. That is what I trust in. That is what I know. That is what I am guided by. I know my Messiah, our Messiah, if I may be so bold, is coming again. He said, let me find you doing good works when I return. Oh, God Almighty, I want him to find me doing good works.
Right. But until he comes, we have to take care of business. And in regards to the soldiers, I've mentioned it many times on the show, and I keep seeing stories about all of these soldiers coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder, in addition to the amazing number of soldiers that are killing themselves. The levels of suicide in the service are higher now than they've ever been in history. And why is that? Because those are the people that have a conscience. And they go into the military and they believe they're quote-unquote serving their country, and then they go over to these countries and are ordered to, you know, murder innocents and do all of these heinous things. And the ones who are not psychopaths, of course, are realizing that they are signed up to work for pure evil, and then what are they going to do about it? So they continue to do what they're doing, and then they come back and they take it all out on their families. I found it very interesting. There's a little clip playing now on Cablevision. There's a new show premiering on ABC on Thursday, September 27th at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's called Last Resort. And in this trailer, it basically shows a military man saying, we do not obey a government that tries to murder its own. So I found it very interesting that ABC is going to be having a series now where the military is turning on the government that's killing its own. So I don't know what they're up to with that. I'll be very interested to see how that goes. I'm thinking that perhaps they're going to show that any kind of, you know, standing up by the military against the corrupt government will be quashed. We'll see where that goes. But I just thought that it's very interesting that they're coming out with, you know, and they're playing it over and over, that they're advertising that they're going to be coming out with a series about the military standing up to a government that's killing its own.
That's it. I haven't heard of that because I don't watch, you know, TV really, but that sounds to me like their attempt to get ahead of a movement that they perceive in its nascent stages. Kind of like a current example of that is how they took over the Tea Party movement and co-opted it and made it a needle kind of endeavor.
Oh, yeah. We know there's some satanic reason behind this, but like I'm saying, to me, it's no matter what their plan is to do anything with this, they're actually putting that out there. And they're getting people to say, wait a minute. You know, there's military that are going to say that the government's murdering their own. So it may be very funny how that works out, because oftentimes in their arrogance and pride, they think that they can use something for their own agenda, and in fact it backfires on them. And, of course, a major example of that is the Internet, you know, which they're constantly trying to censor, but, you know, it's not working too well.
Well, to reveal my background once again, you know, the prophets and Christ said that, you know, they will think that they have you in their snare, but I will have them in mine. So, you know, they think they're being clever by setting the stage, but one of the things about them is that they have this predilection to always overreaching. And they always, you know, they always overreach and always try to grab even more. You know, a greediness is an inherently insatiable thing, and a lot of them suffer from that.
Right. And not only that, but that, you know, evil is evil even to its own, and I love saying that.
Yes.
So, you
yes.
know, they get into these little wars within themselves, and, you know, they will take each other down for various reasons that we may not actually know the real reason, but you know they're doing their own wars against each other because that's how greedy they are. They want it all, and that's not how it's going to work. Go ahead.
And what I like to focus on the positive side of that, and that is to exhort and compliment and encourage all those who are of good, all the people of good conscience that listen to your show, that are searching for the truth, all people of good, stand up against the evil.
Exactly. Okay, wait, hold on. There's the music again, and this is our 6-minute break, so if you need to get a cup of water or something. But I totally concur with you. And then...